Hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 70.
Yes.
I'm not feeling it.
No, this is good energy.
It's good energy.
Yeah. 70th.
Can I just say, as the do the pub quiz pod, we're also on episode 70 today.
Oh,
wow. That's fun.
Very in sync.
When did you start it?
We're like women with periods.
Yes, we are.
Their podcasts. Yeah. Sync it up.
We don't really speak about that. Just lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Also, you. Sorry, just about that. You asked if you could say it and then said it anyway, so.
Yeah, normally we wait a minute. Manners, yeah, really, we debate about it.
Interesting start.
Yeah. Sorry about that. You're too comfortable. Do intros and
That's
the problem, isn't it? Fourth time on,
you just come in.
Hey, guys, going to talk about women's periods?
No!
Yeah. I'm also joined by Stephen Tries.
Yeah, I'm a little bit trampled on, but it's okay.
Are you okay?
I'll say it now. I think Ethan was walking up and down trying to get a compliment on his new shirt.
Thank you. Hello, I'm wearing a nice new shirt and I'm here.
How many buttons have we got undone?
Just a couple, just to show off.
Is that
off
because
the
they're broken? Or
that's like three buttons undone, no?
I'm not trying to be slutty or anything, Max. It's just a...
I didn't know they did like button-up shirts for kids, but... Good on you, mate.
Well, they do.
You didn't know that.
You didn't
know
that.
Obviously, they do. And how do search those images?
Sort of half-baked insult.
Of course. You ever go to a disco in, like, a shirt as a kid?
Full Netherlands kid.
Go to a disco
you ain't getting
as a
your
kid.
Dick sipped in there.
You go to a disco as an adult?
Oh, he's in disguise.
Yes.
What has?
Child.
Good luck with that, mate. Barely passed for 42.
As he says, for his fourth time, great friend of the podcast now. Oh, Liam Shaw.
Pleasure to be back.
Is it only four?
Could be five.
Yeah, I think it probably
could be five.
I'm sure I'm
missing
three.
Second one with Tom, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Counting, yeah.
Going to clamp down on that.
I think it's five, yeah. I think it's five.
Yeah. Only two that count. Brown, mate. There you go, mate. Pleasure.
Yeah, it's good. Might have a nap.
Yeah, sure. Should we take a load off? Let's give you 5 minutes to yourselves, you two. Let's see how you do.
What do you mean?
Yeah, go on.
We saw each other.
I'm trying to nap here, mate.
You said you had a nap when you just woken up for a nap when I picked you up.
You can have multiple naps in a day. Babies do it.
Stop sleeping.
What things to dream about, mate?
Go Max, on. Don't fall into the tram.
Yeah, sorry.
Just nap tram. Leave these two to have their moment.
Oh, I saw another friend of a podcast on Sunday.
Callard Gale.
Yeah. He's sort of been banging on about the Anglesey for ages.
Finally, it takes one to know one, mate.
Finally went to meet him for the Man U game. And I walked in there. It was like nothing on the telly. It was a bloke with a microphone. And I went, he can't be in here. So I went out to text him. He went, no, I am in here. Come to the back. Just as I'd arrived, all the Wi-Fi in the area had gone down. So there was no football on the telly. It was a bloke on a microphone explaining this to everyone and explaining that the card reader was down. So, then I didn't have any cash. So I'd gone to meet him to watch the football and have a beer. He took me to a pub with no football on, a card machine that don't work. I just sat in a pub with him sober. Came back.
How is Cullen's company as a sober man?
Probably better than as a drunk man.
He's awful. He's awful. I think he's awful sober and drunk, but worse when he's
drunk. Yeah. Great when he's tipsy, though.
Yes, that's
really
spot.
Good. Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then he spills over into pervert and he's looking there, isn't he? Yeah. We were filming with him this week, and if you're listening, Khaled, I lost the remaining respect I have for you. Because we were filming this scene and he had a VR headset on. And he comes over to me and he has it off. He's had it on for about 5 minutes. He goes, oh, my neck is hurting.
Oh,
shut. People have them on for hours playing games.
Cover story.
And he sat there like this and goes, oh. Well, that's the best acting you've done all day.
What's the longest you ever wore yours for?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Really?
What were you playing?
5 minutes,
mate. That's done after that, mate. Yeah, boring stuff, mate. Boring.
That's great. 5 minutes, because you knew what you were looking for. You clicked on it and you were going, wow.
Yeah.
Efficient.
Should come round, mate.
Yeah. No.
Try it on.
And 5 minutes was the record.
I used to time it as well, apparently.
That's 5 minutes of a digital life.
Yeah.
I remember when I asked you about, obviously, watching the VR headset, erotic stuff.
Sure.
And I said, Max, because you didn't have
Thanks
a lock
for
on your door,
name.
How would you know if, you know, you weren't just whacking it and one of your roommates had walked into your room, seen it and shut the door?
What did I say as an answer? Did I have a good answer?
Probably
would have had a great comeback.
Oh, it was cringing and funny, I remember.
Oh, fuck off! That's not anything. That's nothing like what I do.
Wait, if you dad, what are we?
Have you actually used it for porn?
Oh, yeah.
Liam, I've done many things in my life, you know. I've enjoyed many.
But that's what you want to ask about.
95% of them involve masturbation.
Yeah, he used to wedge it, you know, between the mattress and the bed frame.
What, the VR headset?
Yeah, no, the sorry.
I've got the flashlights on my eyes. Fucking the VR headset.
Salad tape to your head while he fucks his headset.
Just pink eye for the next week. Don't ask.
Just sort of tracks. I can't move. When you're walking into that, somebody just bent over with their head trapped in between a fucking mattress. Sorry for swearing.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, well, only 5 minutes.
Swearing's probably the least worrying part of that.
But things are okay now, aren't they, Matt?
So yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I've sorted out my housing issue.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyone else get an invite to the frat house?
No.
You keep banging on about how cheap your rent is.
Wait, why have you added an R into frat house now?
Oh, oh, that's that rough. That is awful. That's
shocking.
That's awful. That's honestly,
that's going to be. We can't clip that, can we?
No, I'm saying. It's going to be clipped.
Can we clip in? I don't know.
John, I'll give you another option. Why have you swapped the R and the A around in frat house? Yeah, that's nice.
That is fun. Yeah. And to be fair with the Manjaro, it's kind of true.
So, yeah. And where's the R gone? Silly
dickhead,
that again.
Mate, dickhead. Surrounded by dickheads, mate.
Sounds like the fart ass.
Oh, to be fair, people are leaving.
Yep.
And you know, I thought I'll get two people in. I didn't go for you, obviously, because you've got a nice cheap house that you keep that you love.
That's right.
Yeah. What, £600 a month rent and bills?
Yeah, all in.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
That's good. Yeah.
I didn't know you were on the market, Tom. For
he's not.
No, no, it's just nice to be invited.
Oh,
right.
That's weird. Yeah,
it's a bit beggy.
Always nice.
That
to be
was very
to
beggy.
With someone.
It's always nice. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I've got Dave and Ryan coming in.
Pros and cons.
Do you know what? It's good to have a group of lads that you can just hang around with. Yeah. I'm picturing beers.
Ooh.
Yeah, beers.
VR booze. Headsets.
None of us seeing each other or talking to each other. But, I mean, the house is a state. But hopefully they don't bring that energy into the new house.
Do you keep it quite a tidy flat?
I try to. I try to. It's not always going to be spick and span.
Yeah,
you're not on trial, it's all right.
Also, by the time this goes out, he is on trial.
For a clean house, or...?
I don't think so. Should have cleaned your hard drive.
On that note...
I don't know what happens since I was last on, but this is fractures.
Oh, it's always been that way.
Yeah.
They're the best ones.
We've got you in to heal the fracture.
Yeah.
So
we used to be good friends.
Yeah,
you know,
we used to be best buddies. But now Ethan's here and he's just morose.
I'm not the reason for
who
your
mic on. Honestly,
toxically, it's Mike fucking
off.
Toxic here.
Mike off, mate.
The power he prevails over me is ridiculous.
Put the power on your bloody mic, mate. Oh. Thank you. It's nothing personal, it's just hideous voice and what's coming out.
Yeah, that is personal.
My God! I was in Liam's flat today. He didn't realise for hours. Oh, good footage.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I tell you what, you put your 5 minutes to shame.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
Well done, man.
I wasn't kidding. we're filming a little bit. But you keep a lovely flat. Very
Thank
nice.
You. I think where it's quite small, you've got to keep it tidy. Otherwise, it'll...
Got it right.
Yeah. Do you housekeeping tips?
Pristine car. Or Christine Pock.
Although James Ormrod ripped a bit of paint off the wall. So
yeah, he's horrible.
He ripped some paint off the wall.
Yeah.
How's he managed that?
He stuck something up.
Fucking hell.
On it and then just ripped yanked it off.
Oh. Put the command strips. You meant to sort of be gentle taking them off and it won't damage
you. Use some steam maybe.
No, just gotta be gentle, I think.
Yeah.
Cheers, Tom. More tips with Tom later.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a good segment for you.
Oh, thanks.
And you're in the tip.
Do you keep quite a minimalist
house? Honest work, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Honest
yeah,
work, mate. So. Fucking sick of this. Found you in a tip.
I just don't know what honest work you were doing at the tip. This is what I'm doing, honest.
I need to work, we're on his pay.
Just an honest man with no permit.
You need a permit at the tip?
I'm sure you'd need one.
For what?
to what? Be in there rooting around.
And then and the tip chef. The one skunk tail.
It's not bad, that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of fluff in your mouth.
Well, obviously, you would prepare it properly. You don't eat a chicken with feathers on, do you?
Sorry. Sorry for not knowing how to prepare skunk tail.
Chicken with feathers on.
Coming for the fucking tip, chef.
Got no tips.
You ever get to tip your waitress?
No
or
way.
Me.
There's no way.
Yeah. I'm happy to take a tip.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely place.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Can we get some footage of the house in?
No. From out of respect to Liam.
Do you want to offer us some footage of your house that we can put in there?
What, during Liam's bit?
No, not during Liam's bit, obviously.
During
don't want to be tarred with that.
Fuck off!
No, I didn't mean
you'd
that.
Be fucking proud to have
it. That'd be nasty, him, wouldn't it? Got mug the guest off like that.
Oh,
this is Liam's house.
Are you kidding? I've seen your fucking house, mate.
Go on.
Oh, I don't even want to speak about it.
But for the podcast, could you just...
Oh, it's all right.
So, like, coal on the fire, this...
Bit small. I don't like the bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom is fucking awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clean.
It's not good.
Use some detergent.
That's what you've agreed on.
Liam, you were up in Edinburgh recently.
I was. I went up for half a week.
He's a
brand new character.
Brand new character!
He's a pushover.
I might just go.
Really? Yeah.
Sprint down the hallway.
Sprint, yeah, thank you. Really fast as well.
We'll get some footage of that. Just dropped.
Joe was great yesterday. You didn't see it, but first time I've ever witnessed Max like this. We were filming yesterday. Ethan was very annoying. Don't even mic on. He was just really overdoing the acting. He'd do a great take, then he'd do one over the top, and I was like, yeah, we know you're alive, mate. Anyway, finish it, and Max is bringing some stuff out. Ethan's walking past him. Max just leaves the bar stool in his direction, trips him up and knocks him down.
Really?
It was crazy, wasn't it?
I mean, I
didn't even realise what was happening.
Ethan's
at the
on
time.
The floor. I missed the whole
no
thing.
No chance you didn't know he was there. Shocking that.
Do you not think he
teaching
deserved
him a lesson,
it, though?
Maybe?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Because he was wasting our time.
He was, yeah.
Constantly. Like, for the last, what, year?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and I thought, yeah, here we go.
I'll try and injure him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm making him work now.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
No. I'm not allowed to talk, so you went from a...
Keep the C word in, actually. let that one fly.
Knew everything else.
But no, yeah, I've never seen that side to Max.
I can be vicious.
Vindictive. And
honestly,
took
yeah.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Most violent thing you've ever done?
Well, weirdly enough, it was probably that. Was I don't think I've ever... Yeah.
What about that?
There was
five
a fight
minutes?
At work.
5 minutes was pretty violent, yeah.
Just trying to get away from the mattress. There was a bar fight once, and I held somebody up against the wall. That was
yeah,
fun.
Did we call that? That was on CCTV.
Yeah.
James, one more game in.
It was the weirdest bar fight because like it was two families like throwing glasses at each other, and like one of these guys was going mad. So
Max
I
jumps
him.
Over the bar.
You were there for this, Tom?
I've seen the CCTV afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Should we put that in?
Fuck off.
We do have it, don't we?
You sent me stuff like where a woman falls over in the bar.
That's always fun, though.
Yeah, and you had a bar stool just in front of But I've never seen this fight stuff.
Well, I've not seen
so
it for years.
So what was it, two families?
It was two families fighting.
Yeah.
And I held a guy up against the wall, but in my head I was like, oh yeah, it was me being strong. But he looked at me and he went, who the fuck are you? So he clearly, I think he was just more surprised than anything.
Right. You really inserted yourself into that
yeah,
situation.
Had to, though, because
that was a proper Ethan move, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think Ethan would have been flattened.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, whereas this guy... I enjoy the fights. They're quite fun to be around. Do you not feel like a sense of like, oh, this is exciting?
Not in the slightest.
He loved it when it was kicking off.
Yeah, I used to go up to people and say, that family over there are fucking slating your family.
I threw the first glass.
I had a box of wigs and I just disguised myself as members of the family.
I lied about the glass bit.
Yeah. It wasn't even two families fighting, it was just me fighting myself in the other wig.
You say fight, it's just you press it up against the bloke. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm your wife. We're family.
Just a VR headset.
Yeah, dangerous things then.
Was there any scraps in Edinburgh? All those catty comics?
No. Everyone seems to say it's got a quiet year up there. I think it might be.
Really?
And if we're going on tonight, lads? No, it's quiet.
Consensus was it's sort of over the hill a bit, Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I think with like social media and stuff, it's not the pathway through into sort of comedy that it used to be.
Could have sold that 10 years ago.
Yeah,
you were ahead of it.
So
I think it's sort of... Yeah, I don't know. It's not quite got the same appeal. And it's so expensive now. It was mental. Like the average show was about 15 quid. And I was talking to someone who was saying, like, when it used to be like 7 quid, I think when I first went 2018, it might be £7 a show. You might go see two stuff a day you like and then something that you don't know what it is, but the poster looks
interesting. Just spin the wheel.
Let's try something out and you find something new.
Yeah.
Whereas for 15 quid a show, you're not going to take a punt on something where you don't know what it is. You watch two a day that you sort of know, who are big name acts that you know.
£15, you could get YouTube Premium and watch these again and again with no adverts.
In Edinburgh.
Right.
Anywhere, mate.
Sorry, mate. Was there any shows you watched and were like, oh, yes?
I watched, it seemed to be talk of a fringe, Gary Starr. Do you know him? He's like an Australian comic. I hadn't heard of him. But he does his...
The Naked One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw so many...
It's comedy now.
I saw so many cocks. So many cocks and Bush and Bum and a lot of it.
God. Bush and Bum.
Yeah, I saw Trainspotting as well. There's quite a bit of it in that. Trainspotting live.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? So like a theatre show?
Yeah.
Oh. So you didn't
go there
for
Gary
comedy?
Gary Starr was like, it was a comedy show, but
yeah.
Cock and balls out, to be honest.
Trainspotting live, just some heroin addicts in Scotland. This is theatre,
so
guys.
Where are you at?
Pay me if you wish.
15 quid.
You must be Gary Starr. Hell of a cock on you.
Lovely bush and bum.
The satire duo, Bush and Bum. George W. Bush and Bum. I'm not a bum.
George W. Bum.
You're a fucking bum, man. You're called the bum.
George W. Bum.
It's a one-man show.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just thought it was really interesting how quickly you become desensitised to it. Going into it, I was like, this is going to be mad. I mean, after 10 minutes, you're just like... Eh.
Did you compare it to Better Man, the Robbie Williams film?
No.
Oh, right. But you know the Robbie Williams film where he's a chimp?
Yeah.
And then
I've seen that.
After 10 minutes.
Oh, I see.
Sort of like, you just see Robbie Williams.
Sorry, I've not seen it, but that's what people seem to say about it. After 10 minutes, you don't realise it. Yeah, after 10 minutes, you don't realise his knob's out.
It might have been Jake who said it, because I saw your podcast talking about it. He might have said, oh... It's just like that, where you're just watching it and it feels
normal. Talking about what, Gary Starr?
Yeah.
You listened to that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And that's your favourite, is it? Nah, that's nothing.
Were you pointing at me then?
No, I'm going to say that for you. Tip Chef. Watching that, I saw about you staying in the hostel.
I did stay in a hostel.
How was that?
I've stayed in hostels before. I don't mind them, but I paid 70 quid for the night.
Where was this?
For a hostel?
In Edinburgh.
Hostels are going mad now. It's crazy.
I normally pay about 20, 25 quid for a hostel down in London, but that's the thing with when the festival's on. The accommodation goes
mental. Oh, it's crazy. Some of them.
It would have been about 250 quid for a hotel for one night, because I was staying with Jake after. But I booked this hostel next to the station, 70 quid. Got in at like 4, so it's already like you're not going to be in there long.
Yeah,
and
I am.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you said I am.
A really early night.
Gone dinner at 5. The tip chef.
Check-ins at 3. I'll wait.
I got into bed. I was like, I was top bunk. Top bunk or bottom bunk?
Do you know what I used to be?
I got top bunk. Yeah, but I've never stayed in a hostel.
Yeah, definitely bottom bunk now.
I used to have a top bunk and I rolled off and fell on the floor.
Horrible, man.
There was nothing stuck. Well,
there was, but
roll
the,
over
the thing
side.
Which there was, but the nail meant to be four momentum. Nails in the plank of wood, but there's only two at the top, so it just sort of spun around.
God, what video were you watch on the headset? You two were going at it, man.
A 25-year-old with a bunk bed.
In the hostel.
He's doing that.
He's on the floor. He's still going.
And this is all at 4 p.m. I'll see you tomorrow morning, boys.
He's fucking my case. You like that, do you?
So lonely, man.
The headset's not attached to anything. Ski goggles.
There's a sleep mask.
But yeah, I was top bunk. The guy jumped beneath me go, would you just stop wiggling about?
Someone said that to you?
Yeah. Well, he was sort of saying it. It was like it was to himself, but so I could hear him. He wasn't actually being confrontational. And then a few minutes later, he smashed a glass.
Somehow. Oh, okay.
I don't know how. Don't even know why he had a glass with him.
Yeah.
So there's glass all over the floor. Obviously, on top bunk, the shoes are like on the floor. So in the morning, I'm like, I've got to remember that so I don't jump down into a pile of broken glass. So I'm like...
Did he do it in anger? Like, stop wriggling about?
No, I think... I don't know why he had a glass. He obviously knocked over. He had shit all over the floor, like KFC and everything.
Oh,
like,
oh no. Is it,
how many in the dorm?
12.
12, fucking hell.
He's beneath me, and the
That's mental. A couple likes on Instagram. Yeah. He's like this. Fucking hell!
Oh, just because he eats a lot of KFC, it's terrible.
What are you looking at me for?
I was agreeing with you. You said first that we don't do that. No, it's not. It's not okay.
I've always found the thought of sleeping with like 11 other people just.
Oh, I love it, mate. Yeah. That's a dream, isn't it?
And I've got my headset on.
Mate, I'm not sleeping. Neither are they. Poor subs.
Hey,
I know, but my stinginess sort of.
Well, no, 70 quid.
That.
Yeah. No, 70 quid's a lot.
That is crazy.
That's your cheapest option.
And then someone obviously got themselves locked out at 7:30 in the morning, so they're banging on my door at 7:30 in the morning. Then I'm like, people are turning the big light on.
Not the big light.
And then, you can speculate as to what happened. I could feel it about 8 a.m. Just a gentle rocking of the bed. Coming from below.
Could have been crying.
From below.
Yeah.
Could have been crying.
Yeah.
Stop wiggling down there. Yeah. Should have said.
So it wasn't a great hostel experience, but the rest of it was a lot of fun. The rest of the. Yeah.
Nice.
Was it the kind of hostel that had a decent bar at least?
No, it's one of them that's attached to a Belushi's.
Ah. What's a Belushi?
It's like just a bit of a. It's just like a crappy chain of
it's
bars.
One of them.
Right. Sponsors. Cheers, guys.
I would have stayed. If I was in your position, I probably would have tried to stay on. Jake's floor.
Well, I was staying with him from the next day, but he only had the bed free from the day after. But in hindsight, I was like, I would have crashed on the floor. Yeah. Mm. Have you guys ever performed up in Edinburgh?
I've only done two, but they were both for a competition, so it was very. Mm. It wasn't like, oh, I've done an hour. It was, I've done 7 minutes. So not really, no. But I saw Alex Horn getting changed.
Oh, that's
Alex,
nice.
Alex Horn. You're on a call with him this afternoon. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was dressed in a suit because we were filming. And so it looks like I've dressed in a fucking suit for this call with everyone. But
he joined the call and so he was like, ooh. And I was like, just chill out. Just play it cool, all right?
The first time we did this, Liam was messaging me going, oh, you've got your camera on the wrong way and sort of winding me up. So I looked and there was like a filter thing. So I clicked the alien.
Yeah.
And so then there's this mental alien character moving around my screen.
What he did say, he did it just as the woman from Great Ormond Street Hospital was, who was like the fundraisers for, was like started talking about the hospital. So they'd been all like, it's sort of nice to meet you.
Boring.
She literally started going like, so we help this many children a year. He's a fucking UFO zoom around my screen. And I'd start laughing. So I'd turn my camera off. Elspeth was like, right, okay, sorry about this. Steven's turned it into a year 4 classroom. Liam's laughing too much. He's had to turn his camera off. It was just shambles.
Yeah, got called out. Yeah. Got called out.
Was it like making music as well, that sort of thing? Or
It was just cool, so
inappropriate.
And I'd already tried the gag of when they said it was for charity. I went, charity? And just 20 people in a call, not one smile.
I didn't hear you say, I think your mic might have been off.
It wasn't.
Charity, aliens.
No, I can't remember that. Go for the good stuff.
When's that happening?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Just
how is it working?
Yeah, what's the format? Right.
It's Taskmaster, but live for it.
So I don't really know how they do it, because obviously on Taskmaster, it's all sort of pre-recorded, apart from one or two, and then they show the best bits and you analyse it. But if the whole thing's live, I don't really know how they're going to do it. So
no, they said there's bits where we go off in our pairs.
So you've not been given any tasks to go off and do beforehand, right?
You get the one, like the prize task.
Yeah.
Right. But my idea is not suitable. Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to a into the sea and
for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
If this is the answer, what is the question? Emergency feast.
What does Max have in between meals?
You're right, Ethan. Fucking how much is he paying you? What's that melted chocolatey smear and wooden stick in Max's pants?
Shut up.
Hey, feast, the ice cream.
Yeah, we've got a funny one than that. That's really good, because I said, what does an ice cream salesman keep in the back of his freezer, which is shit, but that's
good. Good. I like that, yeah. It's, yeah.
I had, what ice cream do I have when comfy eating? It's not funny.
Dickhead, mate.
What was the working title of The Last Supper?
No. That's really funny.
That's good.
Yeah, well done, man. What does Tom call a pre-podcast energy-boosting snack of 5 custard donuts?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true. If this is the answer, what is the question?
What was the story, mate?
Oh, I forgot my stories. Emergency feast, I think. I'm not going to look it up, but basically some wedding caterers didn't turn up to a wedding. Oh, and they rang around a bunch of restaurants, and one restaurant cooked for like 200 people or something.
Wow.
You know, just
for money.
An emergency feast. For money.
No.
For money and
no,
just,
I'm
you
not
going
to congratulate them then.
did
their job. Well
did
done,
the
mate.
Tip chef get a call?
No. And I had a lot of skunk tails that day.
Hey, guys, if this is the answer, what is the question? Cheese catastrophe on the highway.
Why was debris all over the road?
Oh, that's good. What was the headline after I tried to say cheese for the first time? What's a sexy way of saying to a lady that you have a smegma problem?
Really sexy, that.
Sexy way.
What's the B-side to Hand Job on the Open Road?
Nice. What was the misprinted headline after a crash caused by John Cleese? I'm a bit silly with it.
That's funny stuff, man.
A bit like yours, Max. Did you see about the collision with the two Brie MWs?
That's
probably better.
I wouldn't even compare it to that.
Not in a not in a way.
What do you mean,
like,
much better?
No, I didn't say much better.
You just said much.
No,
like,
I didn't say that.
Much better came from here.
Much better there. Much better was there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Way better. Better, I would say as well.
Oh, whey, yeah. Okay.
Well, no, you're thinking of curds and whey. It's cheese.
I'm sick of this. Let's move on. You had your chance.
Yeah, the story was a truck in Southern California crashed on the motorway and released 120 tubs of cheese balls, and traffic was halted as all the drivers stopped to steal them. If this is the answer, what is the question? 640,000 children.
Now that Tom doesn't have a job, what's the only thing on his to-do list?
Bailiffs were shocked to find water at Frank's instead of a toilet or paying customers.
What's Tom's rider for this podcast?
After a day of saying, go on, I'll have one more, what did Tom end up leaving the orphanage with? After weeks of digging and nursing an erection, Tom was furious to find out he'd saved a bunch of Chilean miners instead of what?
Who has been in David Jason's house? What did the very hungry caterpillar eat today?
What did Tom want to catch in his net when he went fishing in the world's biggest paddling pool?
Who's already signed up to the Nike Factory Christmas party?
Any more, Max?
A few.
No, go on. The floor is yours.
Tom was adamant that his fake beard hairs were sourced from where?
Lead with that one.
A bottle of wine, a home-cooked meal, and what else completes a perfect night in for Tom?
640,000.
Tom was kicked out of the cafe when he demanded to see what spread on his toast. Just who on earth will Tom's future wife be competing against for his love and affection?
If Liverpool sign this summer, they've invested in the youth. Go back to Max.
Yeah.
Just want to break up the...
After finding out wine gave him a headache, future sommelier Tom Looney was terrified what other bedtime treat would make him sick. I think that's everything.
What did Tom have at the all-you-can-eat buffet? I think that was done 6 ago by Max.
I needed 13.
Yeah, it's all right. The story was something about polio. Yeah, we can move on. We can move on from that.
I've got a peeping Tom, if you don't mind.
Peeping Tom. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again. Are you salivating?
This is a ridiculous way to spend my time.
Because
35 years
of my
old.
Children, I'm going to make posters of you.
Member of society.
Stay away from here. Pull your trousers up now. Oh, that is not appropriate. Stay away from my kids.
I forgot how long it was.
This week, we're peeping into the world of finance. Mm-hmm. Woo! Katie Price dumps husband Lee Andrews by text after discovering he isn't a multimillionaire and just has £2.22 in his account.
No, we probably could have seen that one coming. Onwards and upwards, Katie. Gets better.
Hey! Are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again.
640,000 children. What were you thinking?
That is mental.
What were you thinking?
Stephen called me after that. I was like, why has he done that for?
I didn't tell you, though. But I said to Max,
no, I just...
Thank you, though.
Yeah, it's all right, you know.
I've seen, what if I did a big ear ginger as the headline? Well, what are they going to come up with?
But as I said to you, like, yeah, we were saying last week, yeah. Yeah, sometimes, it's, I mean, paedophile in Portugal, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I can't believe that backfired on you.
Yeah.
So I know, weird.
I thought it was only fair.
Shot me that.
The other ones were great, though.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Great segment.
I went to Liverpool and took my niece out for a birthday. Four hours.
Is that old?
No, you silly son. She needs some uncle time. We went in Build-A-Bear and then did all that stuff. And then when you're paying at the till, she went, oh, would you like everyone in the shop to sing happy birthday to you? I was thinking, don't say yes. And she went, yes. I was like,
that's cool.
And she regretted it as soon as she said it. So they ring a big fucking bell, like she's beating cancer, and then everyone in the shop has to sing it. I go red in the face. I'm like, oh, this is awful.
But even the customers?
What do you mean, sorry? Everyone in the shop is singing.
What sort of bear was it?
It was a rabbit.
Ooh.
With a wedding dress.
Have you ever built a bear, Liam?
I've never built a bear.
Okay.
No. Do you want to?
No. No, I think I'm probably past the age now. I think Build-A-Bear's passed me by.
You want to build a bear?
You did it on that Grindr app, didn't you?
You're still building it then.
Yes, it's just your reflection. Oh, happy with this one?
I'll probably clean up on Grindr.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it would.
So the two guys finish fucking in your cum. Well, in your cum. Great name for the business.
Yeah.
Just mopping it down.
Yeah, a purely wiping. Post-sex
what,
cleaning business.
In your cum?
No, is the name Max is renting out his loft.
Right.
Lift?
For people to fuck, yeah.
You could have a lift if you earn enough.
Ooh, for like kind of affairs and stuff, yeah.
Oh, saucy affairs,
no,
yes.
No, let's have good, honest humping, please.
Okay.
You shouldn't be having affairs going on, because what if the partner comes over and then they're going, oi, what the hell's going on here? And they think you're involved. And you go, well, I'm just...
Okay, I'm happy to be involved.
So, you know, good, wholesome humping that you could do at home. You're suggesting that you don't do it at home and you do it in Max's loft.
And he's knocking on the door to make it seem taboo.
Right.
You better not be humping in there.
Really? Okay, so I'm...
But you do different voices.
I probably would as well, wouldn't I? A lot of fun characters.
It's like an argument outside the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would that sound like? So, Liam, do you want to be humping me or Tom?
Or both.
Loaded question.
Neither.
You're having a wank in Max's loft.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're doing lots of voices.
Now go on.
Oh, lovely.
We'll be having sex, and he won't really be into it. He'll be thinking about someone else, but we'll do it.
Cool.
Oh, it stinks in here.
Ooh. Get your head out of there, then.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Are you banging in the attic?
There's nobody here for the weekend.
Just let yourself in.
Oh. Well, I have done.
You're speaking to me. Sorry.
Yeah, come on in.
stop, mate. What are you? Do you invite it in? They sound hideous. In.
More the merrier in here.
Do you mean you can tell from her voice they sound ugly?
Are you kidding? I'm a 10. I'm an LA 10.
He's 10.
He's 10. No, I'm not 10 years old. I'm a 10. I'm probably about 30.
Well, you're talking like a 10 year old then.
Come on in, lads.
How many
10
year old do you speak?
Loads when I was 10, you twat. Sorry if you are 10 for that language, but you're a twat. Fucking numpty.
I'm just an honest businesswoman. I'm an honest businesswoman.
No, you've been kept away from 10 year olds a bit.
No, no.
You will be
not kept
this.
Away from anyone, really, apart from the dregs of society. Can I come? Am I coming in?
No!
He just said I could.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, lad.
Just know what's good for him.
Roller coaster this. I'm coming in. Hello!
Oh, but I told you, didn't I?
Sounds like he's on a fucking horse.
Never mind, sounds like, looks like.
Do you mean I look like I'm on the horse?
Cow, then.
Mr. Tumnus.
We have fun, don't we?
I prefer Mr. Bumnus.
Do you prefer him? Do you want me to go get him?
Mr. Bumnus.
Can I join
get
in?
Get involved, would you?
Okay. What do you mean what happened there? You know what happened.
Aren't you the cleaner?
I am cleaner.
You bleach that arsehole then.
I'm not allowed to.
Why?
What do you mean why? I don't have the certification to be bleaching anuses.
Oh, just do it.
I can't be putting bloody
it's taboo.
Mr. Muscle on my bum.
Taboo. What do you think his nickname is?
Not going to lie, I'm withering a bit.
Do you want me to do sexy dance?
Yeah, let me know when it starts.
He's bloody started. Haven't you seen the movement in me hips?
Bleach my eyes.
You're horrible, you are.
So are you.
I'm not horrible. I've not said anything derogatory or mean.
No, I meant your appearance.
I'm an LA 10. I'm in certain circles, I'm considered fit.
LA? LA?
Not LA.
Wait. I thought you said LA 10.
Yeah, LA. Oh, LA, yeah.
Lad ass 10.
Fuck you talking about. And you're having sex with him, are you? You need
well,
to...
Well, not anymore. Soft as anything, that.
Oh, give him a rub.
He's got a flump between his thighs
give
now because of
rub.
You.
Go on, blow on it.
Because of you. That was before.
Oh.
Sorry, you shocked the two gay men blowing each other, are you? Is that where you draw the line? God, you're homophobe.
No. Not homophobic.
Not around the
I'm many
scenes,
things,
think.
Many horrible things, but I'm not homophobic.
What are the horrible things, are you?
I'm not going to say. I'm not even going to mention them.
I've won.
That was
one.
Who's your pal?
It's
Mr. Bumnus.
Mr. Bumnus.
Mr. Bumnus. Hey.
Shut that door behind you.
You've locked me out now.
Me?
Yeah. You've come in, you've shut the door, and you've locked me out.
Good.
Sorry, just to clarify, which side of the door am I on?
You're
the right
there with
side.
Them.
You'll be on the right side of history.
Thank God.
I'm on my own out here, just wanking.
Heavy breathing and muttering to yourself isn't very sexy.
Well, it depends what I say, maybe.
come on, this is pathetic. Why are you saying this?
I'm going now. Bye.
He's clearly not gone. That was a chair. That's the armchair outside the door. I know it is. He's eavesdropping, pervert.
No pervert.
Open the door. I guarantee he's there. Open that bloody door, would you? Oh, fucking hell.
No, you're not an armchair. It's toilet.
Tell you what, shut the door and open the window.
Jump out. I'm in the basement,
what
a
tragic end.
Yeah, it was.
What a tragic end.
Yeah.
Tragic
yeah.
end.
Do you know what? I might not do that.
The whole time I was thinking this will come good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no.
At least dead. I'm making money, I guess, but the hospital bills alone are going to...
Yeah.
Oh, you're surviving that for? I'd still probably rather stay there than the hostel.
Hostels are mental,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was staying in hostels when I was doing my touring job, where I was taking groups around, and I had to deal with a wanker, serial wanker.
God. Worst hostel experience?
Oh, that would probably be the one in Nice when everyone else had gone out and I was having a nap because I'd accidentally taken like eight paracetamols and gone scuba diving. So I was feeling a bit rough. And then, yeah, the guy below me, I don't think he realised I was there and just really started going for it. Like,
oh, no.
You know, proper going for it. Little autistic kid.
Noises as well.
He was 18. I'm skipping over this story. Like yeah, I told this story
I feel like
before
the phrase, little
in more detail.
It rings a bell, actually.
But, yeah,
gonna get me going, Jim.
Yeah, that's probably the worst.
Room for one more.
Oh, God.
This guy again.
Yeah,
hostels, eh? What's your best hostel experience?
I stayed in an amazing hostel above an IKEA.
Is that just in the IKEA? It was just,
and jumbo.
It was just absolutely phenomenal. In Vienna.
Lovely plastic fruit. It's a nice touch.
Shall we have a little bit of You Laugh, You Lose, perhaps?
Yeah, but I'm not going to laugh.
I don't plan to laugh.
Do you plan on laughing? I don't plan on laughing or losing.
I'll laughing.
This week it's Ethan.
It's been bloody months since the last time. Is it all right if maybe we gather around one chair? Oh, hello, everyone. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. And
hi, Ethan.
Hello, Stephen.
You all right, Ethan?
This week...
mic off, Ethan.
No, I can't do that from here. The buttons are over there, so I'm going to keep talking on this occasion.
Is there a reason that you ignored what I said?
What did you say?
Said, are you all right, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thanks.
So, this week, Tom, I've been to Sheffield, you see. And
congratulations.
I don't know if you saw on BBC News, but there's that mural of Ronnie O'Sullivan that was painted.
Yeah, apparently it's not finished.
Yeah.
Should hope not, because it doesn't look good, does it?
Is he the snooker player?
He's the snooker player. And Stephen, it was awful. Stephen Hendry.
Graham Dott.
What? it's a bit of an abomination, to be honest with you. So I went to Sheffield and talked to the artist, and he's decided to do a different mural instead to replace it. So BBC News have done another Vox Pop to see what the people think, and I was just going to hand that over to you now.
As Halloween come early, that's all I'm saying.
Well, actually, I think it's brilliant itself.
His eyes are all wrong, his teeth are wrong.
I think it's really nice.
What are the bits that you have a problem with?
Everything. It's not right. He just doesn't look right. His eyes are not focused right. He looks like he's got a backward chin and everything, you know. That's not how he looks.
I think it looks good, yeah. Really good. You can see it as soon as you drive in.
Scary. The eyes...
Well, despite the differing opinions about the artwork, one man who's defended the piece is the artist himself. He says quite simply...
So, Liam was giggling.
I thought I'd stifled it.
Yep, great. Well done.
So it'll be Ethan.
Another great You Laugh, You Lose. It's time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Okay, Liam, do you want to get us underway, please?
8.
2.
9 out of 10.
6.
Okay, and the question today is, rate the person on your left's look out of 10.
Oh, this is awkward, isn't it?
Max, are you doing me or Ethan?
Ethan.
Okay.
Hey, do you know what you would have been? Bloody 9, mate.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
Hey?
Yeah, I'm for Ethan.
I think Liam's the liar because no way am I an 8.
Hey, come on, don't do that to yourself.
Cracking jawline.
No, because Tom's facial a 2. Hair. We've always said that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not better looking than Tom, so what's the bloody point?
I wasn't sure if you meant looks or the look that they're wearing. I've gone for looks.
Like physical.
Yeah,
I took all my clothes off.
I've gone for physical looks.
Physical
as well.
Looks. Yeah, I thought I'd go for a 9 because I don't want to give him a 10 because my boy's on a weight loss journey.
Yeah,
so, there's got to be something there.
There's got to be something to achieve. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
So we'll just go for a tidy 9 to be.
Thank you.
For now,
that's mad.
You on your journey. The second step, dare I say, to
that's the one
looking less hideous.
That's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah. 6.
You kidding?
Fuck off.
I don't want to give him more than that.
There's why? A new flannel shirt, 2 buttons undone. Measly bloody 6.
Is it 2 or 3?
He's actually tried to sex it up for today.
You have, as if he knew the question was heads. Coming. Ah, oh, what am I? I'm not telling him, you fucking top.
He came over here to do that, to leave.
Yeah. Did you see him tensing his butt cheeks as well?
Well, you've tensed your butt cheeks.
I didn't see it.
An 8, and I...
Do you know what I think? I think it was a 0, and then he's panicked. Oh,
go on, yeah,
it,
of course.
Right,
yeah.
An 8.
Well, if he's panicked, he's done well, because it does look like he's done the old crisscross.
That top one isn't great, then.
Right, true.
Yeah,
true.
That does look like a snowman with a big head.
Yeah. I think you're an 8, mate.
I'm never an 8. Never.
No. Really. I think also one heck of a glow up in the last 5 years.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd glowed up a little. 2 is a little bit.
You have, mate. That's double what you were before.
Fucking blown up, more like.
Yeah, that's a double.
What bombs
you
have you come from, you pal?
That's 100% more than what you were.
So you're saying, these are your words, that I was a 1 a few years back.
Well, you don't think that?
And Ethan's a 6.
That you've done.
No. A few years back, you were like a 7,
right?
And then you just got all mid, and we were like, oh mate, you're getting mugged by everyone.
So I'm a mid 2.
No, you're a mid one, and mid now one. You're up to a two.
Right, congratulations. Okay. So yeah. I'm on the rise, yeah.
That's a nice jump.
You're on the rise, yeah.
Ethan, are you sure you put a fake one in there?
Ooh, it does feel
it
like
everyone's. Yeah.
It's happened once before, Leo.
I'm not believing
it. I guess it can happen.
Look.
Who do you think it is then?
Eight rings true. My boy's looking good in his little jeans.
Yeah.
Hey?
And I'm wearing socks.
Two. I mean, come on. Come on, mate. Hey?
Okay, that's fair. So, yeah. Matt, so you seem to be happy with that. Okay.
What did you put? 9 out of 10?
You're not happy with it.
I said I was a little disappointed. I thought I would be a bit higher. But,
arrogant, Matt.
But you've...
That is arrogant.
You've stated your case well. And it does sound like I'm on the up. So...
I think Stephen's on it because I think two's a bit high.
So you think Stephen could be lying?
Yeah.
Also, Tom, there's a high standard in the room. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just
look what you're up against.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's just like,
I'm not lying. So it's between you three.
Right, okay.
I stand by this.
Maybe I'm lying.
Fuck off. How fucking dare you?
Are you kidding me? How dare you?
Maybe I'm fucking lying. 9 out of fucking 10, yeah?
It should be higher, mate.
Where's the null point, you know?
Mate, you're sick in the fucking head. You're twisting, mate. And you're going along with what he says.
No.
Right, Liam.
Has to be me that rips this one to shreds, yeah? Fucking hell,
fucking good at ripping out of his whiteboard, mate.
Who's better looking out of them two? The two or the 9?
Yeah.
You're mental.
And you know who it is. You know it's this guy, the freshest fucking lad.
The freshest fuck about. Yeah.
What are you on about?
Are you seriously saying Ethan's three times better looking than Tom?
No.
Max is just wiping the floor with everyone, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and I was telling the truth.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. You're a good man.
What's that smudge mark?
The smudge mark?
Fuck off. No. You're fucking kidding. Is that a 1 out of 10? And you put that's your shit you are. Fucking 2 you are.
What was it originally?
Honestly? I don't want to say it.
Say it. Fucking say it.
I don't want to say.
Say it.
No, I would never give my man a 0. That's just not. That's not cool.
0 out of 10.
No.
You're fucking twisted.
No, because I thought that doesn't make
you're
sense.
You're as shit as they.
The possibilities are endless.
No, honestly, there's no smudge there.
Well, not endless.
Do you know what? I just did a 9. I did a 9 that didn't look like a good 9. It could have been. Yeah. I don't know what could have been. Could have been a 1.
Honestly, he doesn't look like a good 9, so.
No.
You look like a great 9. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad 9 is not terrible, though.
I take it.
Yeah, fucking yeah. Awful 9.
You did a 9, it looked like a 1. You might want to be absolutely clear.
Absolutely clear. This is a 9.
And it definitely
that's my
wasn't
boy.
A 1.
Definitely wasn't a 1.
If it was a 1,
yeah.
Honestly,
definitely
mate.
Wasn't a 1.
Honestly,
I think
it was a 9 that looked like a 1.
Honestly, you're a 9 in Germany.
Right. 9 looked like a 1.
You look like a 1.
9 that looks like a 1.
That's horrible, Leo.
That's
horrible.
That's a dead move. Wow. Hang on, I would never say that.
Guest or not.
I've always said I was agreeing early on the bear stuff. Yeah, I'm a bear. Yeah.
You're not a bear. You're a twink.
No. Yeah.
Look, I think you can rule me out because I'm saying it's honest. Yeah. Sorry, Tom, if you're disappointed.
No, it's fine.
Sometimes you have to hear the harsh truth.
Yeah.
I don't believe Ethan's a 6. No offence, Ethan.
Do you think it should be higher?
What do you think he's referring to? Do you think he's hinting that I should be higher?
I'm not going to lie to you, mate. I don't want to speak for Stephen.
Thank you.
Because when Stephen speaks, it can sting a little bit.
Eth, honestly, you're not three times as good looking. You're probably 4. So I'd say should be 8.
Wow, 8? That has stunned me. Fair enough. Sorry for
you do look stunned.
Attacking.
Yeah.
Knock it down a little then.
Yeah.
Should we vote? Liam, you're the guest. Do you want to just say who's lying?
It's tricky, this, isn't it? Because you don't upset someone by saying the person to the left, you don't agree with what you're saying. But I don't believe, Tom. I don't believe.
Do you think it should be higher? You think it should be higher?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think I'm going full circle. I think it could be Stephen. I think Tom's at least double that.
Of course you do, mate. You're blind. Honestly, this rose-tinted glasses you've got on. Weird, mate. Weird.
It is weird, to be fair.
Oh, no.
What have you done?
No. What's up in there?
What have you done?
Oh, there's something falling in, like...
Could be his tears. And find out he's a 2.
No, that's not on. That is not on.
Well, see, he's changed his answer. That is a telltale sign of a liar.
What do you mean? One that looked like a 9.
What are you on about?
Right, he's
I'm curious as to what's changed in the last minute.
What's
that's what made me have this great glow-up.
Yeah.
Go on, Stephen. What do you think? Who do you think's lying?
I've already said, mate.
Wasn't listening.
Oh, I said Tom's lying.
Tom. Yeah.
Tom?
My question was rate the person's looks to your left out of 10.
I think I was more asking...
Yeah, they were gathering votes there.
Yeah.
Gathering votes. Sorry, I thought you said we'd established I was lying.
No, there's just who I was voting for.
Oh, right.
Neither
sorry,
voted for me.
Sorry,
we hadn't had your votes.
Sorry, I voted for myself.
Oh, that's good. That's
honest. We'll just clip that in there. Yeah, I vote for me.
My question was, how many of the Spice Girls could you beat up at once?
Max, get out. You kidding? Yeah, maybe. No, you should go.
You're that, blood.
Excuse me?
You're that, man, then.
No.
You know, I'm just going to come in. I just saw him.
Rude man? What a rude man!
A bit intrusive.
You're that, mate.
No.
You all right?
I thought he asked that. I said no.
What? Maybe things have changed in the last minute. You feeling better now?
No.
You getting to know me? Getting to feel what I'm about?
I would be
you get
feeling
comfy very
you.
Quickly, don't you?
Well, it's a good way to live, isn't it?
What's your name, pal?
My name's Bert Shrew.
Bert Shrew?
Bert Shrew, Bertie, to okay. Be friends.
Right.
Good to see you.
Nice to meet you, mate. Yeah.
Big fan.
Oh, of what?
Just your outfit, your jeez, general mate. Demeanour.
Appreciate that.
What would you rate him out of 10?
Probably a 9.
Lovely.
Yeah, nice.
We were
right,
talking about rating each other.
We were.
I didn't
yeah.
get one, so it's nice.
What were you rating each other on?
Just sort of like general looks. Appearances.
Just looks,
yeah.
not personality. Or...
No, personality looks. Didn't come into it.
Okay. What would you rate your own looks and personality?
Looks, you've got to believe in yourself, blood. So I'd probably say about a 10.
About a 10.
Not dead on a 10.
You have off days.
Oh, everyone's got off days.
It's
blood.
Bloody annoying it's being filmed as well.
You're kidding.
No.
I worked hard on this look today.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
What are you sorry for?
For upsetting you.
So you've worked hard on your look to come here to this podcast.
Yeah.
Why is it that you are here?
Why are you
here? I'm here because I'm on the run from prison.
Oh. What?
I'm on the run.
You're
I'm
the
on
run?
The run.
From prison?
From prison.
Strange ways.
I don't know where it comes from. I've had prison wine before. You know, the one they make in the toilet.
The
I'm on the run.
Yeah, you're on the run.
I'm fucking buzzed, mate. Yeah. Honestly, the issue is it's prison. So,
how does one obtain prison rum?
The way I do it, I've got men in the know, you know. So, yeah. You know, somebody goes into prison, they say they're doing life for murder.
Why are they saying it? Wasn't the judge saying it?
So anyone could just go in.
Anyone could go into prison.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just here serving your life sentence.
I won't lie to you. There are steps you have to take, like maybe murdering.
Don't come on here and lie to us.
I'd never do that.
Good.
But if you want to go...
That could be a lie.
That's so fucking true.
I walked into that.
Even I'm confused. If you want to go to prison, it's so easy. Just go out and murder someone.
Yep.
Like, and just call the police.
And that's easy, is it?
Well, to some people.
Right.
Maybe not to you. You're
have
bit,
you murdered anyone?
Bit soppy. Huh?
Bit soppy? Who's that?
Bad man.
Easy target, sounds
proper
like.
Proper bad man he was.
A bad man called Soppy. Mr. Soppy.
Yeah. Well, we didn't call him Mister.
It was like my granddad wanted Mr. Softy, you know.
Well, no.
Mr. Soppy.
He wasn't a granddad. He had no kids. Okay. And his kids didn't have kids because he didn't have kids.
What was your relationship with him?
Makes sense.
I was his neighbour.
Where'd you live, Bert?
I live in the tenements up in Deansgate.
I don't know it.
Big tower blocks. You can't miss them.
Right.
Unless you, I guess if you're blind, you can.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't point them out like that to a blind man, though, or a woman.
Prison run popular in Deansgate towers?
If you can get your hands on it, it's so difficult, you know. I had a friend that was in prison for murder. They let him go for good behaviour, and he had to smuggle a lot out in his bum.
Didn't have to.
What makes prison rum?
So it's rum made in a prison.
Spiced
believe
dark.
It or not.
Spiced, you know.
I'm not going to lie, it's got very little flavour.
What do they make it from?
But so it's like prison wine, so it's in the toilet. So maybe you might get some crushed up limes from the mess hall, the canteen.
When are the prisoners having limes?
Lime
Taco
Sunday.
Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, yeah, that would have been better than Lime Sunday.
Lime Sundays.
Lime Sundays.
There's
a big bowl
riots.
Of limes.
It's lime jelly. It's, you know the little quarters you get. You could cut them into eights, I guess.
You should see the faces on Lime Sunday.
Yeah. So it's a lot of limes. I'm not going to lie to you. They don't write the ingredients on the back of the bottle.
Right.
What bottle?
The bottle that the man shoves up his rectum to get the rum.
So it does come in a bottle. So it's recognizable.
It's very well packaged.
Is there another drink that is similar to you?
Have you ever had the Slimline tonic?
A tonic, yeah.
Have you had the Slimline stuff?
I don't know, possibly.
I imagine it's similar, Liam.
I imagine it's similar, yeah.
Yeah, probably similar. It's just got no sugar or calories in it.
Mm. How much of this rum have you had today?
Do you drink it neat?
It doesn't look like it.
What do you mean I don't look like
Struff.
It? In what way is it scruffy?
You drink prison
trousers.
Rum.
I've got trousers on.
Joe, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no need to apologise.
But I just meant you dress like a scruff.
Really?
He means it with love.
I don't think he does.
Sorry, no. Love wasn't intended.
No, love intended.
No.
Okay. Can you say something with love, though, so I can sort of...
Love you to fuck off.
Fuck you, then.
After the ranking last week, I thought it'd be fun. Oh, do you know what? I'll get Stephen and Max their chocolate selection boxes.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, so I went out and I got them, yeah. And while I was at the shop, I just thought, I'll see what Ethan and Liam want. I asked Ethan what he wanted, and Ethan said, oh, do you know what I like? I like them Terry's chocolate orange popping candy. So I told him to fuck off.
Yeah, it is a bit niche.
Halloween,
isn't it?
Ridiculous. my local sells everything, and they didn't have that. So I don't know how you thought that was going to...
They are good.
Are they
like
good?
In the Sensations one, you'll get one of those.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you remember the mint ones? There's like Mingles.
There's
five ones, and they were like blocks.
But anyway, while I was in the shop, just asked Liam if he wanted some chocolate.
It's very kind of you, mate. That's really kind.
It's all right,
kind.
Yeah.
Come on to that story, though.
Yeah, no, he didn't get back to me in time, but luckily I did have some...
It wasn't too late. It was about 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Late. Yeah, too late.
I was in the shop. Wasn't an attack.
Oh, man's up.
But yeah, I've got some Dairy Milk buttons there for you, because he loves the Dairy Milk, and I happen to have some spare.
That's really appreciated, that.
Yeah, really. And I did put lovely boxes together for you too, and forgot them.
Oh, that's okay.
Is it? Does anyone want some of these now?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good, thank you. Maybe
Zoe, I'll take mine.
Zoe came back from Ibiza yesterday, and the present she got me was a Toblerone. We're going to Switzerland next week.
That's an airport present.
I know, yeah.
Bloody hell.
She got you a Toblerone. Maybe in Switzerland she'll give me some...
David Guetta CD.
ND, yeah.
David Guetta CD.
Some spare Milky Buttons.
Annoyed that the duty-free is only when you go on holiday. It'd be nice it would be nice if it was there.
Yeah, mate, burn it. Great catch.
Thank you. That's what they call me.
Are you going to the lint factory when you go to Switzerland?
Do you know what? I've spotted it when you look at the things to do, and it's pretty much number one or two.
Where are you going?
Well, we're going all around. Gonna
Switzerland.
Hire a car. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Big country, mate.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
That's going to be
Going to be
good.
Based in Zurich.
Zurich, yeah.
And there's loads of vegan restaurants there.
Yeah.
Almost too many.
Mm. Luzerne is very nice.
It's pronounced lasagna.
You just got egg on your face, vegan egg.
Give me them back.
No!
Give them to Ethan.
Ethan, hide them!
He does look a bit like the Milky Bar kid.
There was a kid at school who had slightly blonder hair than me, so I got away with that one.
Yeah?
I've had a few times.
They just called me... What did they call you, actually? Pizza face.
That was a close call.
It was a spot beard, not pizza face. That was
Captain
right.
Spot beard.
Sorry,
pizza face.
Yeah.
Chalk, pizza face is better than spot beard.
Spot well, I'm not... I wasn't saying that. I was just saying more
no,
so
no,
that
I'm just,
was
I'm just
facts.
Telling you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We've gone from Milky Bar Kid, Pizza Face, Spot Beard.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any nicknames, Liam?
No, not really. Well, not to my face, anyway. Managed to avoid it.
Who's he? Good one. I was one of those. I won an award in school. I think it was funniest. As I was going up, I could hear, who's that? Shut up.
Teacher.
Yes. I did have some fun talking points. We could do maybe one
Bloody
of
hell, let's do one of those.
Yeah.
We can talk for hours, us.
What minor inconvenience would we get rid of from human existence?
When you say minor. Fruit flies. You're gone.
Tying up your laces.
Yeah.
There's Velcro.
Yeah.
Your problem solved.
I know, but people in Velcro
Slip
don't look
shoes.
Cool, though, do they?
Yeah. Everyone slips on the shoes now.
Yeah.
Forgetting what I needed when I've gone up and down the stairs, what I went down for when I went up
the chocolate
for.
Box.
Chocolate box, yeah.
Yeah. You had like half an hour, you could have gone home and come back with it.
I couldn't have done.
Of course you could.
I'm not going to drive home in rush hour traffic.
Why not?
Get some chockies for you.
Yeah, but you promised them to us.
I didn't know it was going to be a thing.
I know, but now that I know.
2 weeks' time, because Stephen's not here next week, so I'll hold it back. 2 weeks' time.
I'm going to have melted chocolate.
Minor
Why would it be melted?
What about when you're like about to go to sleep, but you need a wee?
Yeah. Oh.
Just wee the bed, mate. Problem solved.
Max's tips. Max's tips.
Put a bucket next to the bed.
Returns, when you buy something, you have to return it. It'd be good if they just came and got it.
Yeah,
because
you don't return it, do you? It has to be like the monetary value.
I've missed so many. I was in the wrong year. I went to Hollister about a month ago, 2 months ago.
It's embarrassing.
What's Hollister?
Bought a pack of 3D. Yeah, end of story.
Who's in the wrong game?
Girlfriend left me. Who's in the wrong? Bought a pack of 3 t-shirts that were in a box.
Muscle fit.
Went.
They're in a box?
Like in a box. They're like rolled into 3 things.
Oh, yeah.
Went
yeah,
home,
yeah.
Opened the box, got them out. Didn't like them. Put them back in the box. Went to take them back. Just going to get the manager. We can't accept these because you've opened the box.
What?
You shouldn't have sold them to me. Or when you sold them to me, you should have said, if you open this box, that's it. Also, that's not a rule. I've worked in retail. That's not a rule.
It's not
because
I
all sorts of
I had a pack of t-shirts that I returned.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to. How are you meant to know?
Exactly, exactly.
Did you, like, rip the box apart?
Or I was think it was like... a little rip on the box, but I think it was already on it when I bought it. But getting
that cost them, like, 10 pence.
I know. You're not paying for the box.
Yeah.
No. Just a cardboard.
Yeah.
Little square. I was raging. And also, I was going out after. So I was like, oh, I'll go into town with that. Return that, and then they said, no, I'm walking about with it. I was like that angry. It really knocked me. I don't know what it was.
Hmm.
I nearly just put them in a bin.
Oh,
the manager.
I would have thrown them over the counter.
Too right. I was fuming. Yeah. I was raging.
Do I look good, do I?
Wipe my arse with them.
Yeah. That's probably why they didn't return them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was just the box was ripped.
It's covered in shit.
One little rip on the box. They're holding them out. Shit all over them.
Oh, did I not fold them right?
Got a crease on them.
I didn't expect this from Hollister. You've changed.
Who's in the wrong?
You're in a cafe.
It's a shit story.
I want to hear it.
Oh, no, basically, I ordered some food, got some lovely falafel and hummus.
Mm.
Falafel was incinerated. Literally, put my fork on it, just dust. Completely incinerated.
Don't know your own strength, mate.
It was badly cooked.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to big you up. But
thanks, you know. It didn't make me feel like I was really strong. But thank you. I appreciate it. I love it when you try and big me up.
My falafel is dry.
Yeah. Anyway, I just said, oh, look, yeah, this is inedible. And I'd had me coffee. I was with Joe from Fix My Run. We were about to leave. I was like, oh, can we just knock that off the bill? No. They off to speak to the manager, insisting that all they could do was make me another one. I'm like,
I don't want another one.
I don't want another one. Yeah. Like, the chance is gone. I had to get one and take it away. They wouldn't refund it.
You did get one. You went, I'll have another one.
I didn't want it, but it's like the only thing they could do. I'm not going to argue.
What if they bought you another one and it was burnt, like this first one? What would you do then?
Well, I'm glad it wasn't. That would have been like ridiculous. And then I would have got angry.
Yeah.
And I would have got a bee in my bonnet when it's like, it doesn't matter. It was like, you know, £10 meal.
Fair enough, it is a bit dry.
Oh, 100%. It was fucked.
But they still wouldn't give any money.
It was like, we can't. The manager wasn't on site. A phone call had to be made. Like, what is this? What's happened to us?
Oh, that's a joke, isn't it? I imagine you're sort of a person now who would, if you had a pint, thought it was a bit off, you'd take it back and go, that's off. I'm not brave enough to do that yet.
I've had enough pints that I'll know if it's like chemicals, like it's a fresh glass they've just taken out of the...
Okay, yeah, well, so you can go over to them and go specifically, right, glass is dirty, beer's off.
It's beer's off, yeah. I think if I was really confident that it was off, I'd be like, you know, I'd go about it in a nice way, you know.
Hey, he owned a bar for a month, so.
heard about this, Tom. That's a joke, isn't it?
And you never wash your glasses because of that chemical taste.
Going to do a last hurrah, like a big.
Yeah, I'll have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be very, very strict guest list.
Hurrah!
Sorry. In that bit there, are you celebrating the idea that you might not be on the guest list?
No, I'm there doing my hurrah.
Because it felt like. Obviously, I was saying that Stephen wasn't on it.
I'm there working, mate.
I'm there
working whilst you're schmoozing.
I'm not getting showered.
You know I'll be there for you, mate. Like, I was there day one, day two. Part of day three.
On a Monday?
No, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You were there for all 3 days.
Oh!
Couldn't get
That's
him.
Mad. Squiddly diddly, did you, mate? That's really put me off,
You're
actually.
A lover?
Yeah, party's cancelled. Party's cancelled. Be no party.
Well, because the squid's not going. You've got Ryan and Dave.
I'll come along. I'd love to come along.
Ryan doesn't... I don't want to hang out with Ryan and Dave.
Ryan could rate you on the app.
I don't want to hang out with Ryan and Dave.
It's meant to be a celebration.
Is it going to be a celebration? Is it like a bit of a...
Basically, I've got a load of booze and I don't know.
Is that from the people outside? Because it's shut.
I've been joined by Max Smith.
Guys.
No! Cheer me up.
Cheer me up.
He's got a call in 5 minutes.
Do you want to do that live on the podcast?
No.
It's another podcast, so I could do a podcast.
Fuck
it now. Quite meta.
Where can we find you on this other podcast?
It's the Pub Quiz Pod, which I'm very nice to you listen to, Stephen.
Yes, sir. That was a bonus episode.
I know. Bonus episode. Pub Quiz Pod with Jake Bardwaj. And he'll be at Taskmaster on... he's doing a Greg Davis role.
And I don't respect him. I don't get how he's going to do that, because I'll just overrule him.
I don't think he'd give me points because he won't want it to look sort of biased. So I think no matter how well I do it, just sort of...
Can I expect a phone call where I'm spoken down to?
Probably, yeah.
With Jake's about, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I just go,
yeah.
Just go, who are you?
Begging him, mate.
Do you know what? I go...
I'm not begging anything, mate.
You hang out with Joe Marler on a podcast. Yeah. And what does he talk about? Paddle and fucking traitors move on.
And his hair.
Yeah, and his well, the rabbit he owns. Yeah.
I woke up this morning to like a text from my girlfriend's mum, and it just started with like, "Hey, can't get hold of Zoe; she must be asleep, so I'm going to message." And I was thinking, "Fucking hell, someone's." It was to tell me that I literally was like, just so I woke up, I can't get hold of Zoe. It was to tell me that her friend was staying in the same hotel as Joe Marler.
Wow, like, you've got to get this.
Died here. Where is it? The
London.
Wow, yeah, man.
Got your train booked for you?
Yeah, but I'm going on Friday, not Saturday. Wasted the ticket.
Burned the ticket.
Got to stay in a Premier Inn, run at the hostel.
It's for charity. Taskmaster don't have much money.
Show's on in every country, mate.
Yeah.
But joined by Stephen Tryon.
This might be my worst performance today.
You're a fucking massive hospital. Fork out.
Give me one of their beds. Hey?
Would you just stop wiggling a bit?
Oh, great stuff.
I've been joined by Liam Shaw.
Oh, thank you very much, yeah. Guys. Pleasure to be back.
Did I say you?
You did.
You can say me again if you want.
No, it's fine.
You did, because I booed him.
Right, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And who are you?
My name.
Yeah.
My name's Tom. Thank you.
And who's the producer? If you don't know, go and check your PC, I'll tell you.
Yep. Thank you, Ethan James. You can hear more from
Ethan
James.
Probably won't, to be honest.
Mic off.
The what podcast? Shut up.
Yeah. If you did enjoy Ethan's little interjections, you can hear more from him over on the Patreon.
And on Jloppy Slows, I think it's called?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that.
How many episodes have you done of that podcast?
354.
Wow. Proper wow. Shown us up there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
70. Yeah.
5 times that.
Yeah, but you've got quick 12 maths. Times the subscribers, so...
It's all about the numbers, man.
It kind of is.
It's all about the numbers.
And thanks for being one of them.
Yeah. Max, what should they do with their numbers in the comments?
Put them in the comments.
You've said it on 2 previous videos. You go, make sure you put your numbers on the card.
You
can make it a thing, man.
You want to make that a thing?
No, you could make it a thing.
Numbers
that's
in
really after numbers.
My thing is going, that's creepy. But your thing is saying...
It's not creepy, though. It's just, you know, creepy. It's just playing the game. It's flirting a bit.
It's a game.
Yeah.
A game to you.
That's what they call it, the game.
Who's they?
Just what? Tate
Brothers.
Like pick-up artists.
Put your numbers in there. If you're fit.
Like well, yeah, 100%. Yeah, if you're fit, you've got to be
put your
fit.
Numbers in the comments if you're fit.
Yeah. You've been watching my my program,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Big fan.
Hey. What's it called?
Oh, fuck it. Don't ask me to think of a name now.
Yeah, don't ask the improv king.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Okay, how long is outro going?
It was good, though.